Nama Shresam Manamapi Sachiputram Atta Sarupam Rupam Tashragajam Urupurim Maturim Gosavatam Radha Kundam Gidivaram Maho Radhika Madhavasham Rapto Yasya Patita Kripaya Shri Guru Tam Natosmi Puja Shri Guru Bhagya Mandita Mahabhavan Vittaya Sada Purva Paraja Parampara Prachalita Praja Pramrukra Tritkrite Bhakti Nimala Nirjaharasya Nibritam Sarakshakam Sadaram Bande Shri Guru Devam Manata Shira Acharya Bhajam Nijam Prerakam Prachapaschatya Shishanam Bhakti Vatmani Bhakti Nirmala Macharya Swaminam Pranamamyaham Guru Babista Supurakam Guru Ganai Rashisha Sambhusitam Chincha A Chincha Samasta Veda Nipunam Sri Rupa Pantanuram Govinda Vidamu Jvalam Bharatanam Bhakcham Vitam Sundaram Bande Vishwagurum Chadibya Bhagavat Premno Hi Vijakradam Devam Dibhyatanam Shuchanda Badanam Bala Kachelam Chitam Sandananda Puram Sadeka Varanam Vairagya Vijam Mujim Shri Siddhanta Nidam Shubhakti Lasitam Sarasatanam Varam Bangaitam Shubhadam Madeka Sananam Nashishwaram Sridharam Nikilo Bhuvana Maya Chinna Vichinna Karati Vibhudu Bhavra Nigya Mukti Mohanta Dattvi Chitilita Vidhi Raga Raga Radesha Dani Vila Saturidhi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Kudate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nanda Gaurat Vishwana Maha Vrindai Tulasi Devai Priyai Kesavasucha Krishna Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavacha Namo Namaha Vancha Kaupaturubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyavacha Vatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mukam karoti vatschalam pangam langayate girim jat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinataranam.
Today is the most wonderful day of all days because today Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this mundane world. To free us from the Maya, to liberate us from birth, death, old age, and disease. But more than that, he came to give us Gauranga Prema, love of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev, Krishna's older brother in Goloka Vrindavan. And Satyamata, Mahaprabhu's mother, she saw in a dream Krishna and Balaram standing on the altar together, and Nityananda Prabhu challenging to Balaram, "Come down from there. Your time is Dwapara Yuga, now is Kali Yuga, now is the time of my Lord Gauranga. You come down." And Balaram saying, "No, I won't come down." Then Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu fighting, and finally Nityananda Prabhu bringing Balaram down from that altar and bringing Krishna down and putting Gauranga Mahaprabhu there and standing with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is Satyamata's vision. Although they are non-different in Kali Yuga, this Kali Yuga, Krishna and Balaram appearing as Gauranga and Nityananda, that is, as the givers of Krishna Prema. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev coming as combined form of Radha Govinda, and Nityananda Prabhu coming as Baladev. And Baladev is the eternal principle of Gurudev. Sri Gurudev we are seeing always as Baladev, as Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu born in this on this day, appeared on this day within Gauramandala in the Ekachakra Dham. Ekachakra Dham already mentioned as a holy place in Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, Ekachakra Dham was the place where the Pancha Pandavas lived in hiding after the house of the palace of Lak was burned to the ground. Then that Ekachakra Dham is a village, small village of Brahmins, and there Pancha Pandavas staying there, hiding there from Duryodhana and his accomplices. And that place, the place of Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. So his mother is Padmavati Devi and his father is Hadai Pandit. Guru Maharaj told their title was Ojha, but now that title no longer existing, not found anywhere. So with the meaning we're not sure. But anyway, and Nityananda Prabhu, a very extraordinary child, living in that place, where incidentally, of course, today, the forms of Nityananda and Mahaprabhu are being installed in our Chaitanya Sarvadharmath there. If you have seen so beautiful forms of their lordships, they are both like 7 feet tall, which is actually their original height. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were both 7 feet tall. An original height, and so to that original specification, the lordships have been installed today. That festival now completed, and the devotees happily, I'm sure, taken prasadam and resting now. But that festival going today, and we are thinking very much about that. And in our own small way, trying to contribute to that by remembering the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. In that very place, that place now is called Birachandrapur, after Nityananda Prabhu's son, Birachandra. Then that very place Nityananda Prabhu played as a young child. But his play, not like ordinary children's play, only he's playing Krishna Leela, always playing Krishna Leela, and always thinking himself as Balaram, and playing, and very seriously playing also. We heard one time he is also sometimes playing Ram Leela, and one day taking the mood of Lakshman, and he's told everyone their part, then one boy, he is Ram, one boy he is Hanuman, one boy he is Sugriva, and like this way. Then, struck by the arrow of Indrajit, Lakshman become unconscious. So he's playing that part, and fell unconscious on the floor. And he's told everyone how the game will go, like this. But when they're seeing Nittai on the ground, unconscious, no breathing, no pulse, everything, everyone's thinking something very terrible has happened, very bad. They can't wake him up, no matter what they do. You know, they're saying, come on, you know, we were playing, but now this is serious, wake up. Nittai, wake up. But he won't wake up. Then all the boys, they're all crying, and then some adults will come there to see what's happening, and no one can wake him. Everyone's thinking, maybe he's dead. They can't, no breath, no pulse, no anything. Maybe he's dead. But then one man who is a little bit more enlightened, maybe you can say, he could understand. Oh, what were you playing? He asked. Oh, we were playing Ram Leela like this. Then what happened in the game? He was shot. Lakshman was shot and he lost consciousness. He was Lakshman and he lost consciousness. Then what was the next thing in the game? Then Hanuman had to go and bring the mountain back with the herbs, Brishamukha Hill, and come and bring the herbs back and give those. Then who's Hanuman? I was Hanuman. Okay, then go and bring the hill, and the boy comes, bring the herbs, then make the medicine, give the medicine to him, and give the medicine, then open his eyes, come awake again. Is serious playing. He's not leaving if Mum says, oh, come on, time for dinner. No, he's not going till the game's finished.
So this kind of play, this is Nityananda Prabhu's playing. Such an extraordinary boy. And everybody loved him so much. Not least of all, his mother and father. They were completely devoted to him. But one day when he was just 12 years old, and that day one sannyasi came to their village and stayed in the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. Some people say that sannyasi was Madhavendra Puri. It is not explicitly told anywhere that, but Guru Maharaj seemed to think it was Madhavendra Puri. But anyway, that sannyasi told to Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, I am going to many holy places and I need one assistant, and this boy would be my perfect assistant. 12 years old boy and very wonderful qualities. You please give this boy to me and to be my assistant. Of course, they loved this boy, Nitai, more than they loved their own life. They could not think of living without him. But then, in those days, religion was very strong, and they are also perfect devotees. Then some sannyasi will ask anything of you, even will ask your life. You cannot refuse that. Nowadays, some sannyasi will ask for your son, you'll call social services probably, or the police or something. But then, there was no thinking like that. Everyone very high-minded. Then they knew we cannot refuse this, although it will be like a death to us, we cannot refuse his request. And so they gave their Nityananda Prabhu, they gave him to the sannyasi. And Nityananda Prabhu left with that sannyasi, and Hadai Pandit become like half mad after losing his son. And but Nityananda Prabhu went, happily went, with that sannyasi. If it were Madhavendra Puri or not, at some point he met Madhavendra Puri and considered Madhavendra Puri to be his eternal Gurudev and surrendered at his lotus feet, became servant of Madhavendra Puri until that sannyasi, until that Madhavendra Puri passed away. And Nityananda Prabhu going everywhere around India to all the holy tirthas. Like Baladev in the time of Krishna's Leela, Baladev also went on that tirtha yatra, all the holy places. Nityananda Prabhu also doing that, and with that sannyasi. But after that sannyasi passed away, then he thought, now I will go to Vrindavan to find Krishna. He is all not thinking anything. He is always only thinking himself as Baladev. He is not, has no other ego than that. He's thinking of himself as Baladev. I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm searching everywhere, but cannot find Krishna there. Then some Brajabasi told him, no, actually, now Krishna has appeared in Navadvip. And as the son of Mother Sachi, Krishna has appeared. Then Nityananda Prabhu thought, then now I will go to Navadvip and find out that Nimai Pandit and surrender at his lotus feet. Then began his journey from Vrindavan to Navadvip. Then in the night, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev with his associates doing kirtan and talking Harikatha. And in the morning, Mahaprabhu told his followers, last night I had a wonderful, very wonderful and mystical dream. In that dream, this great personality came to Navadvip in a big chariot, and that chariot with a flag with the palm tree on. He is not any ordinary person. You please go and find him. I want to meet him. Then all the devotees went looking for that person as described by Mahaprabhu. And meantime, Nityananda Prabhu arrived and staying at the house of Nandan Acharya.
but told Nandanacharya not to tell anyone. I want to see what will Krishna do. And everyone looking, but finally they came back and they're thinking, oh, it must have just been a dream because we could not find anyone. As you mentioned, Mahaprabhu smiling told, oh, it is not a dream, not just a dream, it is real. And that person, not an ordinary person, we must find him. Then I will find him. Then without even a second thought, immediately Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Nandanacharya Bhavan, the home of Nandanacharya, and with the devotees following him. And as they approached, they saw this holy figure, very tall and broad and beautiful, and we are told wearing the red cloth like a sadhu. Then when that Nityananda Prabhu saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya saw him, then immediately Nityananda Prabhu fainted. Then Mahaprabhu, when he regained consciousness, Mahaprabhu ran to him and embraced him, and then they both fainted. And again they woke and again embraced each other, and with so many tears and crying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And again becoming unconscious, again awakening. And this incredible scene, all the devotees watching this incredible scene as Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu met each other ostensibly for the first time. Then Mahaprabhu thought, Nityananda Prabhu crying and telling, oh, my Lord, I have found you, now will you please save me? And Mahaprabhu, overwhelmed with happiness, told to Nityananda Prabhu, now we will begin our Sankirtan mission. And the very next day, in a extensive way, he began preaching. There, in that assembly of devotees, Haridas Thakur also there. Haridas Thakur, already a great preacher of Krishna consciousness, and much senior to Chaitanya Dev, maybe 50 years senior to Lord Chaitanya. And beloved of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya told Haridas, you and Nityananda Prabhu, you go and knock on the door of every householder. Sometimes devotees say, oh, we just want to preach, we want to preach. And Mahaprabhu showed how to preach. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas go door to door and ask everyone, with the straw between your teeth, ask everyone to lead a holy life and chant the name of Krishna. And this they did. And so much success they were getting just by going door to door. And Nityananda Prabhu, he would roll on the floor and beg them, please take the name of Mahaprabhu, accept Mahaprabhu as your life and soul, and chant this Krishna Nam Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and will be your slave. And so much success they had with the good people of Navadvip. But then they came across the infamous Jagai and Madai, as their names were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They were both Brahmins by birth, but had become terrible debauchees. They were infamous in the area, and they had some position working in the Muslim government to oversee that area, as like, like kind of police officers in a way they were. They were meant to maintain the status quo in that particular area, near to the ghat where people would cross the river and take the toll and so on. But they were, and they managed to do that because people were absolutely terrified of them. They were rogues to the utmost degree.
They were always intoxicated, drinking wine and eating meat and robbing people. Anything you can imagine, they did. Murder, rape, everything they did. And everyone was completely terrified of them. Then Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas came upon them. And Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, if we can convert these two, then really Lord Chaitanya's fame will be so great. If these two can be converted, then people will say, oh, he has some real power, if these two can be converted. And Haridas is a little bit more reluctant, and he's telling Nityananda Prabhu, that's okay for you to say, you're young and strong, and if they come to attack, you can run away easily, but I'm an old man, and I can't run so fast. If they get me, I'll be finished. I don't think we should do, I think we should leave them. We got the whole world we can preach to. We don't need to preach to those two. But Nityananda Prabhu is saying, no, their cause is the greatest. If we can save them, then for the pratishtha of our Lord Mahaprabhu, this will be so great if we can do that. So Haridas Thakur, okay then, I'll just stand a little back and you can talk to them. So Nityananda Prabhu, with the straw between his teeth and folded palms, he approached them. And they were completely intoxicated. And they said, get out of here. Why are you coming preaching religion to us and this new kind of religion? We don't care about that. And if you come here again, we'll give you a good pasting, teach you a good lesson. And then they began to chase them. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they managed to escape because they were drunk. They couldn't run very, you know, couldn't even walk in a straight line, not to speak of run very fast. So Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu, they managed to escape that day. And each night they're going back and reporting their progress, preaching progress to Lord Chaitanya. And then Haridas told, oh, you can imagine this bunch of pair of rogues that we met today. And Nityananda Prabhu, very enthusiastic to preach to them, and I said they're going to try and beat us, but he said, no, it is okay, it will be okay. And somehow or another we managed to escape with our life, but I don't think again I will live if we have to preach to them. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I want to show the world how powerful is your preaching. Then if I can convert them, if I can give them Krishna prema, then we will, the world will see what kind of potency you have. Then again I will go to them tomorrow. And Mahaprabhu approved and told Haridas, you also go with him, it will be okay. So next day again they came, and Jaga and Madai again drunk and very angry. Oh, again you come, already we told you sadhus not to come here, and now we will teach you a good lesson. And Jagai took the one clay wine pot and threw it onto Nityananda Prabhu's head, smashed on Nityananda Prabhu's head, and blood coming from his head. And Nityananda Prabhu saying, yes, again you can hit me, it's okay, but just take Krishna's name. Hit me many times, but take Krishna's name. Everything will be okay. And Haridas already gone. And some, maybe through Haridas Thakur or someone else, some news came to Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev, that they have struck Nityananda Prabhu with the wine pot. Then Mahaprabhu became so angry and immediately came to that place. Who has struck my Nitai? Tell me now or I will finish the whole place. Everyone I will finish. Then he's calling, Chakra, Chakra, Chakra! And his Sudarshan Chakra coming. And everyone can see that. Sudarshan weapon, Narayan's weapon
the Sudarshan Chakra, and he's ready to finish them all. And Nityananda Prabhu, taking his lotus feet, told, no, this is not Dwapar Yuga. My lord, you cannot use this weapon in this Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, this your weapon is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, not the Sudarshan Chakra. Put down the Sudarshan Chakra. Not through violence, but through love you will defeat everyone in this Kali age. And Mahaprabhu become a little pacified. But I must give punishment to them. They have struck my devotee, my Nitai, I must give punishment to them. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, but Madai, he saved me. Because after striking that Jagai, he wants to again hit me. And then Madai took his hand and said, why, they are just foolish sadhu sannyasi, not necessary to beat them again. Leave him now. And then Mahaprabhu saw, oh, Madai, you saved my Nityananda Prabhu, you saved him. Then give embrace to Madai. And then Madai become overwhelmed by that embrace with Krishna Prema. And only coming from his mouth, Krishna, 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 and tears flowing from his eyes. And all symptoms, Astika Sattvika Bhava, eight kind of symptoms of ecstasy on his body and rolling on the ground. And then when Jagai saw that, this change in Madai, then he also wanted that. And falling at the feet of Mahaprabhu, oh, save me, my lord, save me. But Mahaprabhu said, no, you have offended Nityananda Prabhu, I cannot save you. But if Nityananda Prabhu accepts you, then I will save you. Then Jagai, taking the feet of Nityananda Prabhu and praying for his mercy, Nityananda Prabhu embraced him. Then Mahaprabhu also embraced him. And he also, like Madai, became overwhelmed with ecstatic love of Godhead. And then Mahaprabhu said, you will never again you do what you did before. And with a holy life, you will take the name of Krishna. And they promised, "Never, I will never do that again." Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this incident. We are so unfortunate that even Jagai and Madai, they were the worst rogues, the worst offenders. But they never again, for a moment, returned to their material life after receiving the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. But we are so unfortunate that that our tendency, even after being given so much mercy from Guru and Krishna, our tendency is still to go back to the Maya. That is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, ungrateful nature. We call that, you know, biting the hand that feeds you. Like a wild animal, when you try to give some food to it, maybe, very likely, it will bite your hand while you try to feed it. Our unfortunate nature is like that. Although the Guru and Vaishnava, they are non-different from Gaur Nityananda, and they have given so much grace to us. Our ungrateful nature means we always want looking back, looking over our shoulder. Srila Sridhar Maharaj used to say, you cannot cut a return ticket to Vrindavan. You can only go on a one-way ticket. But we're always making some arrangement, you know, keeping the back door open. So in case it doesn't work out, I've got an escape route planned so I can go back to my old life. But this is ungrateful. So we are to be more like Jagai and Madai, in as much as they were never ungrateful and never again went back to that self-centered life, that self-indulgent life. Then they stayed in that place, and that when we go on Navadvip Parikrama, we're going there. It's called Madai Ghat. And at Madai Ghat, there they used to serve the Vaishnavas
clean the road there by the Ghat and make some provision so the Vaishnavas could cross there. And they spent the rest of their life serving Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu by serving the Vaishnavas. But after the conversion of Jagai and Madai, Mahaprabhu's fame became so great by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So many times we heard from Srila Govinda Maharaj, if you take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, then you will get everything. Even Mahaprabhu is a Mahabhadanya avatar, the most magnanimous manifestation of the Lord. He is Krishna, reality the beautiful, but overwhelmed with feeling of compassion, overwhelmed with feeling of odarja. It is called odarja. Krishna's lila, sweet lila, that is called madurja lila. And the distribution of that lila, that is called odarja lila. The distribution of Krishna lila, of Krishna prema, is odarja lila. So Mahaprabhu has come not only as the inaugurator of the Nama Sankirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma, but within that, he is giving Krishna prema, distributing Krishna prema, the highest goal of life, distributing that like water. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj, in his prayer to Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, there he says, Anarpita chirim chirat karuna yavartana kalu samarpaita munuto jala vasam sabatishma. Anarpita chirim chirat, that means come to give what has never been given before. So this is Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, come to give Krishna prema. But even he has some restriction, because he accepted the dress of the sannyasi and never crossing the religion of the sannyasi. Then some people he cannot accept, who are offenders, he will not accept them. But he will not accept Nityananda Prabhu accepting that. Not only that, not only Nityananda Prabhu accepting those that Mahaprabhu won't accept, Nityananda Prabhu also chasing those who don't want to come to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, those who don't want to take Krishna prema, he is chasing them and forcing them to take it. You must take it. Falling at their feet, I will be your slave if you take it. This way, and all of the great devotees, they are considering themselves the recipients of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna Das Kaviraj, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was, you can say, like a prince, so wealthy. He was so wealthy. His father was a millionaire. His uncle also was a millionaire. And he was the oldest son of that family. And his father and his uncle, they both want to give all their wealth to him. Very qualified young man. But he's not interested in money or anything like that. He only wants the service of Mahaprabhu. And showing inclination towards that, so much so that his father's afraid that he'll run away to join Chaitanya Dev. Then his father keeping bodyguards, 12 bodyguards watching him all the time. Strong bodyguards, wrestlers, fighters. They're watching him all the time. Then whatever he does, he cannot get the opportunity to join Chaitanya Dev, Mahaprabhu. But he doesn't want anything else. He won't even live in the house of his father. He's living in the courtyard of his father's house, outside. So much he does his disinterest for material things. Then anyway, one day the news came, Nityananda Prabhu has come nearby to Panihati. Panihati may be 10 miles from there, from his father's house. Then he managed to persuade his father, I want to go and worship Nityananda Prabhu's feet. Will you allow it? And his father said, if you promise me you will not run away, then I allow, and you can take, the guards can go with you, and you can go. Then he went, and Nityananda Prabhu come there to Panihati with maybe 1,000 disciples or followers. Then when he saw Raghunath Das approaching from the distance, seeing him, he stood up and said, "Oh, Raghunath, today I'm going to give punishment to you." And Raghunath said, "Oh, yes, my lord. What punishment you will give, please give me that punishment." Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "First, if you can first of all satisfy me and all of my followers by making some mahotsav, some festival, and feeding the Vaishnavas." And Raghunath Das was overjoyed, because he is very rich, much money at his disposal. Then within 1 hour he made a great big mahotsav. That is called the Dadichira Mahotsav, the yogurt and flat rice. He bought so much yogurt and flat rice and rasagulla and gulab jamun, and made a huge feast for Nityananda Prabhu and 1,000 followers. And with his own hand served everybody there. And not only that, everyone that was there, he also gave money to them, some pranami to them. Every person who was attending at that festival, he gave. And Nityananda Prabhu was so happy with him. Then he told, "Now come and receive your punishment." And Raghunath Das bowed down before Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu put his two lotus feet on Raghunath Das' head and told him, "Now you return home, and very soon you will get opportunity to join with Mahaprabhu. All obstacles, material obstacles, they will go, and you will get chance to come to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu." And it was so. And Raghunath Das Goswami, after that, composed that verse, "Nama Shrestham Manam Api Sachipitram Atta Sarupam Rupam Tashvagajam Uru Purim Mahaprim Gosadatam Radha Kundam Girivaram Aho Radhika Madhavasha Sapto Yasya Patitakvipaya Sri Gurum Tamnatosna." By the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, I have received the holy name, Nama Shrestam Manam Api Sachi Putram, and the service of the son of Sachi Devi. Rupam Tashragajam, the association of Rupa Goswami. The holy abode of Mathura and Vrindavan, the place of the highest Leela of Krishna in Govardhan, and the most dear place of Krishna's affection, Radha Kund. And one day, the chance that one day I may be accepted into the serving circle of Radha and Govinda. All of these things I've got by the grace of my Gurudev, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Raghunath Das came to Vrindavan and stayed in Vrindavan. And there, finally, his father sending money to him for his maintenance all the time. But he's living, not using that money for himself. Where all that money coming to him, he's every day making a big festival for the Vaishnavas and feeding them. And he himself just making some roti, some chapati, and offering that to the Lord. And the Lord telling in his dream, told him, "Yes, I like that chapati, but at least put some salt." Nice without a little salt. So he's giving some salt there. But finally he's thinking, Mahaprabhu will not be happy that I'm accepting this money always from my father. Then he stopped, not to take that anymore. And then he's also thinking, this is so much how he renounces Raghunath Das. He's thinking, "Yes, I'm only eating chapati and offering to Krishna every day, but I'm offering for Krishna's pleasure or my own sense gratification." This means a dry chapati. Mm-hmm. So he thought, "No, I'm going to stop eating that. That's just like too much, overindulgent." And then after that, what was his food? When the temple would leave the leftover prasadam that no one will take, they're putting in the field
and the cows are coming to eat that. And then when it goes rancid, and the cows will turn up their nose and won't touch that, then Raghunath Das taking that, and washing that, and that eating that. Srila Govinda Maharaj says, anyone will try and do that, they must die. Impossible that anyone can do that. But he can do that. Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami considered as the Prayojana Acharya, the Acharya of our highest attainment. But before getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he could not do anything, could not go anywhere. But after receiving the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then some possibility came to him for the service of Mahaprabhu. So this is very instructive to us who do not worship the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. They cannot get the service, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no question of worshipping Radha and Govinda. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has written in Chaitanya Bhagavat, who worships Radha and Krishna but ignore the lotus feet of Gaura and Nityananda, they create only evil in the world. A very heavy statement, no? Very heavy statement. Extremely heavy. I've told this many times before, but we saw Srila Govinda Maharaj when some of our devotees came from South Africa. They're mostly our mission in South Africa. Mostly the devotees are all Indian origin. No white people at all, practically. So then they're telling Maharaj about their preaching. Yeah, we are having these big pandal programs for Janmashtami and Ram Navami, and you know, big thousands of people are coming. I said, yeah, it's very good. It's very good. They said, so, and we are telling everyone about Krishna, about Gita, and about Ram, and so on. But we're not telling anyone about Lord Chaitanya, because they don't know who is Lord Chaitanya. Most people, most Indian people don't know who is Lord Chaitanya. Then we are not telling about them, but we're telling about Krishna and Ram, and very successful preaching. And Govinda Maharaj said, I can never support that. Never. We are preachers of Mahaprabhu's conception, Nityananda Prabhu's conception. And you have to educate them who is Lord Chaitanya, who is Nityananda Prabhu. Because without that, then what is the use of your worship of Krishna? Without the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, actually is only imagination. That kind of worship is imaginary worship. Radha and Krishna there in Goloka Vrindavan, and they are unassailable by the mundane effort. But Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, they are not considering any offense. And they are accepting whoever wants to try and worship Krishna in any small way. If it is directed through Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are accepting that. And Nityananda Prabhu is especially merciful to the fallen souls. Patita Pava Nityananda Prabhu. So merciful to the fallen souls. And his disciples, his followers, even more merciful than him. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur, his nature very heavy. The Krishnadas Kaviraj, very gentle nature, you can tell from his writing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, very heavy and strong. And there he has said, who do not accept the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, then I kick in their face with my left foot. He's told. And then someone will say, oh, that's not very tonada pisuni chena. That's not very humble or tolerant or giving honor to others. That he will kick in their face with his left foot. What is that? But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has given explanation about that. That just like the naughty son, you can say, if the naughty son will make some offense. You know, I was on the bus one time with my friend. And his boy's name was Prahlad, and he was maybe 5-6 years old that time. And the man sitting on the bus behind him, he's standing on the seat, and he's saying to the man behind him, "You're a filthy carny, you're a filthy meaty tinker." You're just the demon. And this way, insulting them. The man, I don't think the man understood what he was saying. But nevertheless, his father had to say to him, please you, excuse my son, don't be angry with him, he's a naughty boy. So in the same way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's saying, this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur purposely making offense to those people, so that Nityananda Prabhu must come and give his grace to them. Oh, don't be angry with my disciple. He said he will kick your head. Now, take this Krishna Prema and recompense for that. So this way, merciful way. And so many is told. One of Nityananda Prabhu's followers, Abhiram Thakur, he used to carry a bullwhip with him. And whenever he would see anyone who was not favorable to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, he would give him lash of the bullwhip. But that bullwhip, whenever it would strike anybody, instead of them yelling in pain, they would yell, Krishna, Krishna, and become overwhelmed with Krishna prema from the lash of his whip. So we are worshippers of that whip. We want the lash of that whip. Because Krishna's mercy sometimes come in all kinds of ways. And sometimes chastisement is even preferable to some flattery or something. You know? One of our god sisters, she snuck into the Jagannath temple one time. She was with Anuradha, Guru Maharaj's secretary of Guru Maharaj's, the wife of Guru Maharaj's secretary. But she's from Sri Lanka, so she has an Indian body. So she went into the Jagannath temple. She told, a little unfair really, she told that girl, I'm going to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, you wait here. And then she went. And that girl was thinking, I also want to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, why I can't take, just because I have a white body, why? This is very unfair. Then she made a plan, and she pulled her sari right over her head, and she crouched over like an old lady, and she snuck into the temple and came in. And just that time, they're doing one of the boga offerings to Lord Jagannath. And she's coming and looking to seeing Lord Jagannath. And suddenly someone spotted her. They're very strict there. They don't let anyone. Even when Gandhi came with his Harijans, they wouldn't let them in also. Even there's there was one very famous devotee who used to go everywhere with the sandals of his guru on his chest. And when he came, they said, hold it. You can come in, but you've got to take those sandals off. He said, no, these are my guru's sandals. They are worshipable. They may be worshipable to you. They're sandals to us, okay? They're not coming in. So, you know, they're very strict. And what to speak of people who are not born in India, they're not allowed in at all. So she came in. But in fact, just as an aside to that, Srila Govinda Maharaj said, within 10 years they'll start allowing Westerners in for money, they'll allow it. But that time they didn't, and today still they don't allow. But she went in and they're making the offering, and suddenly this cry come up, Gauri, Gauri! It means like white, it's a white girl. Someone saw her, white girl. And they have guards, and the guards carry big lattes, and they all come piling in to capture her. And then Anuradha's there, and she's understood immediately, oh my god, she's come in. then she saw, making the offering, the head pandas there, the head priest, and she knew him a little bit, and she ran to him, and grabbing his feet, she said, don't let them beat her, because they would have beat her, badly beat her. And please, she doesn't know, she didn't, you know, she just wanted to see Lord Jagannath, be merciful. And they threw her out, physically, ejected her, but without any beating. And also, the whole offering that was being made, they threw that all out also. they considered it was contaminated. Like if the dog sees the offering, you're not allowed to offer that anymore. It's not considered as spoiled. So they are thinking she's like a dog, then they cannot make the offering. So anyway, she was ejected. Then a few days later, they came back to Navadvipa and Anuradha telling Guru Maharaj that story. And Guru Maharaj was very unhappy. Then he said to her, that girl, you know that Rupa and Sanatana never went in the temple of Lord Jagannath because they were, although they were Brahmins by birth because they worked in the Muslim government and they had also adopted Muslim names, Dabir Kash, Sakira Malik, and they considered themselves too much fallen. And when they would come to see Mahaprabhu every day, there were two routes. There's one route you can go in the afternoon. They would come to see Mahaprabhu at lunchtime. And that route, there's one, the shaded route goes past the homes of the pandas. And the other route is you have to walk along the beach. If you've ever been in Puri in the middle of the day, you can't walk on the beach, well, I can't, because your feet will blister from the heat of the sand. But they're taking that route. Their thinking is, if we walk the route where the pandas live, maybe our shadow might touch them and they'll become contaminated. They'll have to bathe and to be free. We don't want to make offense like that. Mahaprabhu knew that. But he never told them, oh, don't be so silly or anything. He was very happy. And then not only that, Guru Maharaj told him, not only that, Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, he never went in the temple of Lord Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu gave the first offering always to him, for and greatest honor always to him, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur was born in Muslim family. He said, and Mahaprabhu is Jagannath, then he could have changed everything if he wanted to. He could have told them, let Haridas come, but he didn't do that. So Rupa and Sanatan didn't enter there. Haridas Thakur did not enter there. But you think you can enter there, he told her. Then he said, and when they came, then when those guards came to beat you, if you'd have taken that beating, then you'd have got Lord Jagannath's mercy. But you avoided that beating, so you did not get Lord Jagannath's mercy. It is a little beside the point, but the meaning is that. Sometimes that's more relishable to the devotee, to get the punishment of their Lord, rather than, especially always, more than indifference, that their Lord, their Master will be indifferent to them. That is intolerable. Rather, we will get the stick than to be indifferent, because that means he's taking some care for our welfare. He's thinking about our welfare. Indifferent means whatever, do what you like. We saw that with Guru Maharaj. So many people would come to Guru Maharaj with some plan. They had some idea. And many times Guru Maharaj's reply was, as you like, so you may do. Then they would come out and say, Guru Maharaj has given me a direct order. I have to do this. To go and open a hostel for hippies in Sri Lanka. It was Guru Maharaj's direct order to me. And, but that was an actual case. But we didn't want that. That was the worst thing, you know, if Guru Maharaj, as you like, so you may do. No, we wanted, no, you should not do that, you must do this. Because that meant that Guru Maharaj was caring about us for our welfare. So many would come. Guru Maharaj can see who is sincere, who is not sincere. Mahaprabhu himself praying like that. You can embrace me, or you can trample me under your feet, or you can be completely indifferent to me, but still you are my Lord unconditionally, birth after birth. But that indifference, that is the worst thing. We prefer the punishment. We want the left foot of Vrindavan Das Thakur kicking our head. We want the bullwhip of Abhiram Thakur slashing us. We want that. If that will give us Krishna prema, if that will give us real devotion, we want that. We would rather that than indifference, than as you like, so you may do. We would rather that, really. And Nityananda Prabhu,
so much giving so much mercy. When Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal, when he was staying in Puri, after sannyas he stayed in Puri, and said, Nityananda Prabhu, you go and preach in Bengal. Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Maharaj said, it's not certain whether he was a sannyasi, formally, if he'd taken sannyas, or brahmachari. We think brahmachari because Nityananda is a brahmachari name, not a sannyasi name. But nevertheless, when he returned to Bengal, Mahaprabhu ordered him to marry. And Nityananda Prabhu married the two daughters of the brother of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit's brother had two daughters, Bishuddha Devi and Janava Devi. And Nityananda Prabhu married both of them. And Vishuddha Devi had one son, Virachandra. And Virachandra was initiated by Janava Devi. And after Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu disappeared, then Janava Devi became the leader of our sampradaya. She was worshipped by Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu and the other great Vaishnavas of that time, Narottam Das Thakur, worshipped by them at Kathuri Gram. And she was a guru and initiated many disciples, including Virachandra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, although she never had any children herself. She was considered the greatest Vaishnava of her time, the wife of Nityananda Prabhu, and she also disappeared in Vrindavan, very miraculous story at Banki Bihari Mandir in Vrindavan. Banki Bihari Mandir, maybe the most popular temple in all of Vrindavan. But always there, when they're during the arati, they are every few minutes they draw the curtains, and then they open the curtains, and then they draw the curtains, and they open the curtains. And the reason is because sometimes Banki Bihari running away from the altar, then. In her last years, when Janava Devi was an old lady, she's standing in the Banki Bihari temple during the arati in the back there, and during the arati, Banki Bihari ran off the altar and ran to Janava Devi and lifted her up in his arms, ran back onto the altar, and then he put her down, and he himself closed the door on the altar. And when they open the altar door again, the priests open the altar door again, standing with his flute. And Janava Devi gone. That was how she left the world. Very miraculous, extraordinary. And Nityananda Prabhu is the reality. He's not a myth or a fairy tale. Substantially, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And by worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, by showing some aptitude or some feeling towards Mahaprabhu, towards Chaitanya Dev, towards his preaching, towards his life, then Nityananda Prabhu will bless you so much, unlimitedly he will bless you. And with the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, you'll get the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prospect is there that one day you will be able to enter into the serving circle of Radha and Govinda and Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. This is the method, this is the religion of this age. Harinam Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu spread this Harinam Sankirtan all over the world. Without Harinam Sankirtan, we are finished, we are lost. There is no other religious principle in this Kali Yuga, in this age, only by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And even the japa, chanting of japa, Guru Maharaj said, is feeble. That japa is feeble. But Sankirtan, when we chant together, such a vibration, congregational vibration, that can pierce the coverings of this universe and reach to the lotus feet of Krishna. It is possible. It is the religion of this age. Never neglect that. Never think it to be useless or worthless. It is everything. Harinam Sankirtan. It is the Juga Dharma. We are to sacrifice ourselves in the fire of Harinam Sankirtan by chanting together the holy names of Krishna. Not to stay at home and with your cartels and chanting. Come together with the Vaishnavas and together chant Harinam. And with that chanting of Harinam, we will get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, and we also will be allowed entrance into the serving circle of Radha and Govinda and Vrindavan. This is the truth, this is the promise that our Gurudev has made to us. We believe it, and we know it to be the greatest thing, nothing else of any value in this or any other world. Jai Patita Pavan Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Padma.